go ahead.
Throw something in there on that. And this was Representative Strom and I, you know, we talked to different people. I know there's been an issue about these loans being available to agribusiness, but not necessarily to all farming and ranching operations. I know that Mullen and Lankford are working on this. The three of us are in numerous teleconferences during the week with our federal officials. God bless them for keeping us in the loop. But I know there's been an issue on the ag side, and I wish I had more specific information, but I know I've referred a couple of local ranchers on up to our federal elected officials to try and get clarity. It may be that they are trying to add in some of these farming ranching operations into the definition, but that's, I know, just enough to be dangerous and be wrong, but I know that has been an issue for folks out there in that line of work.
I'm sorry. The problem we had was a lot of these farmers and ranchers would go to the USDA or the Department of Agriculture to get assistance. Well, the USDA is not set up to disperse funds as our SBA, our small business lenders are. And so that is one thing they're trying to do, is to group those in as a small business so that any ag-related business could go and follow the same path and be able to get the same benefits that any other small business would. Now, they're working on that in the coming weeks. I know it seems like we've been in this deal for months, but we've just been in this deal for a few weeks, and I hope to see very soon in the coming couple of weeks we'll actually be able to get these definitions aligned a little more to help the people as far as what is a small business and who is a paid employee, who's a 1099 employee, who's self-employed. So we will be able to get those people helped here in the coming weeks.